If you want a title, this is called Are We Dust in the Wind? This is going to start out sounding like a stellar physics lecture. I'm sorry, but it'll all tie together. The atheistic frame of reference is not only hopeless, but it's evil. Because they don't believe that that a creator God exists, the universe and everything in it must have come from nothing. They believe that a singularity of energy, a single point, infinitely small and infinitely dense, exploded billions of years ago, expanded and then cooled, and formed everything. By extension, if there is no creator God, neither good nor evil exist. And they can justify their behavior. There is no God to hold them to account. Psalm 53, verse 1. One of the couple of scriptures that I have. Again, that Psalm 53, verse 1. A fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their ways are evil. There is no one who does good. Evil and hopeless. They believe that our sun will eventually expand into a red giant star, first devouring the inner rocky planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, possibly expanding until it reaches the orbit of Jupiter, dissolving its mass to stoke the fusion fires for just a little while longer. Eventually, all fuel is exhausted, gravity wins, and the sun collapses in upon itself and becomes a hot white dwarf. An ember of its former self, the sun smolders on for countless eons of time, cooling to absolute zero, where all molecular motion stops. The end comes. It's a dense and cold black dwarf. The universe, they believe, will come to an end either by expanding into nothingness, and every star suffers the same fate that I've just described, the cold nothingness of infinite space and time wins. This is known as the Big Freeze. Another theory is that gravity eventually wins out and all of the expansion stops and the universe collapses back in on itself. That forms a gigantic, by definition, universal singularity. Again, that they call the Big Crunch. Some further theorize that this may trigger another Big Bang and begin the whole cycle again. That they call the Big Bounce. Again, hopeless, even depressing. All of these theories take unimaginable amounts of time. Sum it up as they say, you live, you die, who cares? Evil, hopeless, depressing. Let's reduce that frame of reference to just recorded history now, not billions or hundreds of trillions or even quintillions of years that I just described. Cultures bloom and wither throughout history. Civilizations arise and fall, sometimes transforming into something new, but most crumble, leaving literal ruins and ashes. To be sure, the exploits of some people have been recorded. Clay tablets from Sumeria, stone stelae from Syria, great monuments in Egypt, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Most of these record wars, the evils of men? Let's reduce that frame of reference again to just your lifetime. Are you evil? Everywhere you go, everything you do in your life has an immediate effect on others. Opening a door for someone is a gesture of kindness. Allowing another car to merge on the interstate ahead of you instead of cutting them off. These actions are like a boat out on the sea. If we crash into another boat, we can damage them and us. Or we may stop to help out another metaphorical boat when the sea gets rough. We may founder and even sink, never arrive at our destination. But every boat moving through waters, the waters of time, leaves a wake in its path, ever expanding. Our actions affect more than who we personally contact. Our actions affect other people's attitudes. Their attitudes affect their actions, and so on and so on. The wake of our actions persists far longer than we do after we pass by. But even that wake eventually fades. The rock group Kansas released a song in 1977 called Dust in the Wind. The opening verse is, I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity, dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. These lyrics are admittedly based upon Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. What profit is the labor of a man which he makes under the sun? One generation passes, another comes, but the earth is forever. Solomon basically said, you live, you die. Who cares? And that would be true without the plan that God has laid out for our salvation. Without God's plan of salvation, you live, you die, who cares? It's true. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. But we're not without hope. God sent his only son to live and die, to redeem us. He, Christ, the Messiah, is our Passover. He is the Lamb of God that with his life paid in full for the totality of all of humanity's sins. The life of the Son of God was worth more than every transgression of every human being that has ever lived. Does that realization change your frame of reference now? We have been given the hope of salvation in Christ Messiah. Last scripture. 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 15, beginning in verse 12. I have 1 Corinthians, maybe it's 2 Corinthians, but 15. Now, if we preach that Christ rose from the dead, How do some among you say there is no resurrection? For if there is no resurrection, then Christ is not risen. Then our preaching and your faith is in vain. All is vanity. Yes, and then we are false witnesses of God because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ. And if he didn't raise him up, so be that he, the dead, in Christ, will not rise. Hopelessness. If Christ wasn't resurrected, our faith is worthless. And that's pretty much what the next scripture says. It says, if Christ is not raised, then your faith is vain. You're not forgiven. We've all sinned. We're all evil. And those which are asleep in Christ are lost forever. If we have hope only in this life for Christ, the apostles and the people of that day, even us today, then we of all most men are miserable. But now Christ has risen from the dead and become the first fruits of those that have slept. For since by man came death, by a man, Christ, also comes the resurrection, our hope. Like Adam, all shall die. In Christ, we will all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ is the first fruits. Afterwards, they that are in Christ when he comes again. So without Christ's death and resurrection, you live, you die, who cares? But we have the hope of Christ's resurrection. He was our Passover. He came and died for us. And then finally, in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, Solomon recounts and comes to the conclusion. He says, here the conclusion of this matter. He says, what's it all about? What's the bottom line? Because he started out with vanity, vanity, all is vanity. But then he closes out and says, here the conclusion. Fear God, keep his commandments, for that is the purpose of man. We do have hope. We're not just dust in the wind.